Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Wiggins, World of Wellness. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Hello, welcome, and thank you for spending some time. I've got a great topic for you today. It's actually a fantastic topic today. It's the number one thing. Here's our topic. The number one thing that is stopping you from healing. What is the number one thing that's stopping you from healing? We're going to get to it. We're going to lay out the whole idea of why we don't heal and how we can heal and get a much deeper understanding of what it is that we are doing, how we're interfering with our own healing, with our own blessings, as you may say. So it's my intention today to help you understand some basics, some real basics about how your body works, how healing occurs, when healing occurs, and the conditions that are the environmental conditions that are supporting healing, as well as when healing does not occur or has a very slow basis, or it doesn't fully, you know, you don't fully rehab or fully come back from an injury. So there's a lot of understanding to go through this. And first topic or first idea is I want you to understand that we have been here on this earth pretty much in a traumatic state. Even our birthing process, sometimes, you know, you may have seen it on TV where the baby gets slapped on the butt when they are born. That's trauma. We go through life experiencing trauma, and, you know, experiencing trauma is not necessarily bad, but it's how we react to it, respond to it, or further invite it in for it to live or harbor an existence in our body. So we call this, I would like to call this, a lifetime accumulation of stress. A lifetime accumulation of stress is also titled chronic stress. And let's go for a definition here. Chronic stress is anything that occurs on a consistent basis. Once your injury has happened, if it is still occurring 3 months, 6 months, and beyond, that's in the category of chronic tension, chronic stress, chronic injury, chronic tightness. And acute simply means very, very recent. It's an acute injury, means you just did it a couple of days ago, and it may take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe up to 3 months for such an injury. It could be minor, could be major, to heal, to fully go back into operation, to be biomechanically good. So chronic stress is what I'm addressing today. And it's also known as muscle memory, muscle tension. I remember growing up and massaging my mom's shoulders. I was just amazed at how tight her shoulders were. And it just, that was one of the motivating things for me to become a massage therapist, was to help my mom out. And then later on find out everyone else had some tight body parts too. But in particular, my mom's shoulders were like extremely tight. So she had been in a car wreck, and, you know, she's had her traumas and dramas, but the problem solver in me wanted to understand, wanted to figure out, and wanted to fix it, because after all, she is my mom. So that's, you know, that's the love, the deep appreciation of seeing someone in pain and wanting them to not be in pain, wanting them to be happy. So, wow, in working on my mom, that was really the igniting thought of, this is a problem. How can I solve it? And I actually come from a family of problem solvers. We just think our way around, out, figure out something. You know, if something broke, if the car broke, if our lawnmower broke, we were going to fix it. We didn't take it to the shop when we didn't have to. Many a times my dad helped, or I should say I helped my dad work on the old Volkswagens and the old cars. So we were definitely hands-on, a hands-on family. My older brother, mechanical engineer. My younger brother, let's see here, he's like a mechanical mental engineer, really. And myself, I'm a body engineer. My sister, well, she went off to the government side, but she's still a problem solver in a huge way. So that was the nature of my upbringing was to, oh, the sweeper broke. Stacy, can you fix it? I don't know. Let's tear it open and see what's going on. Now, oftentimes, there are a lot of things I tore open and never fixed, but there were the things that I did fix, and that gave me a great feeling of accomplishment, a great sense of pride, and knowing that I fixed something, I've solved a problem. So carry over this attitude, this idea, this tradition, if I may, into the profession of massage therapy, into the profession of healing, of holistic wellness. And oh my God, there's problems everywhere, and you see problems everywhere. And here's the thing that really just made me scratch my head. Is after studying the anatomy of the human body, after really growing to appreciate and have great gratitude of this body, my next thought was, well, if this is such a great, and not if, it is, certainly is, such a the greatest accomplishment that we know on earth is the human mind, the human body, why are we doing so poorly? Why is our health so undermined? Well, I'm going to give it to you. The number one reason why you cannot heal. What is it, Stacy? Just wait. Another problem is we have this accumulated stress. I like to call it just body memory. And then we have our daily stress load. And this is like traffic. The kids are late to work or kids are late to school. It's different kind of stresses that we pretty much negotiate and handle and deal with and they're done with. But then there's those other daily stresses that maybe the boss or a coworker is providing more of a stress. And you take this stress home with you. This daily stress actually goes to sleep with you. And you're worried about, oh, if I could only fix this problem at the office. And what happens is you take this daily stress to sleep with you and you wake up with some of the remaining stress from that. That is not a full recovery, a full repair, and a full restoration. That is the other side of the equation. The first equation is long-term stress, long-term accumulated stress, chronic tension, plus daily tension, the ins and outs and the insults of our current culture and our lifestyle. We're sitting in chairs all the time. We're crushing our bones. We're not breathing deeply, so thus we are just continually contracting and being more tight. You couple those two responses, the long-term accumulated, the daily stress, that's on one side of the equation, and the other equation is, well, how well do you sleep? Not too good? Well, why not? How well do you repair? What do you mean, how well do I repair? How do I do that? Well, actually, it occurs in your sleep. If you wake up refreshed the next day, then you had a beautiful, restful, restorative sleep. If you wake up a little tired, a little, oh man, I need some coffee or some kind of stimulants to get your day going, then you did not have a fully recovered, restorative, and restful sleep. Actually, if you go to, well, now I hear many things that medical doctors would ask you about your sleep. The psychiatrists and psychologists, doctors will ask you how you're sleeping. Holistic doctors will ask how you're sleeping. Most anybody who's in the business of trying to help a person heal knows the importance of sleep and how important it is. Yet we sacrifice this. Is this the number one thing that stops us from healing? No. Close, but no. Do you want to get to it right now? Just wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Okay, so along with this long-term stress, short-term or daily stress, and our inability to sleep. And by the way, when we sleep, there's just so many things going on. There's a circadian system, if you're familiar with circadian cycles. And it's pretty much the 24 hours of the clock. Your body goes through different phases. So as you're asleep, and between the hours of 2 and 4, I believe, 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock a.m., your liver is in high function. It's detoxing. It's breaking down the stresses. It's breaking down the toxins. It's breaking down the daily usage of our body and how we perform, and making cholesterol, making repairs, and making, did you know, this is phenomenal, the latest update on the news on the liver is you can cut a liver in half and it will regrow in 60 days. That is amazing. You can cut, because we know we, you may have heard in the past that you can do liver transplants, and those that are donators can donate a quarter of the liver or half of their own liver and yet have it regrow. And we thought at one time it was 6 months, but recent news, heard it on a podcast, it must be true, that their liver regrows much faster than that. So heads up to the liver, big praise. And so you're throughout your clock, the circadian rhythms, you have your spleen that's working, your hormonal system. So as you are asleep, you're going through this systems analysis, recheck, reboot, restore, repair. Now here's the big problem most all of us are experiencing, and yet it's not the number one thing stopping you from healing. It's darn close. It's its twin brother, okay? It's that close. The fact that we are all out of balance, and what do I mean by out of balance? We're physically, one shoulder's higher, one hip's higher, one side's tight, one side's relaxed or weak, I should say. We are all physically out of balance, which is also represented in our brain hemispheres, which is mental out of balance, and that's also represented in our ability to get connected, to be connected to our outer environment or to our inner world with our spiritual environment. This disconnection affects every aspect of our lives. And this is what Alphabiotics is all about. Alphabiotics serves to reconnect those who are disconnected. So what's so bad about being disconnected, Stacy? Everything. First off, you have no idea what health is. Seriously, you have no idea what health feels like, what health smells like, what health, when you wake up in the morning, performs like. Because all of us have been overly stressed, out of balance, undernourished, and over toxins, too many toxins. In order for us to even realize, to even activate our higher thought processes, to activate our higher body processes to where we can stand up straight, walk pain-free, be pain-free, we've been out of balance. And because we grew up this way, this imbalance is a major computer bug in the way we live. Because if you know better, how can you do any better? Here's what I mean by that. If you were to live a balanced life and to have a greatly reduced amount of tension, a vibrant existence, everything works, you don't have pain, and then you would experience an imbalanced life where you're in pain all the time, your mind is cluttered with a bunch of mental garbage, with a bunch of stress, and your body's not working because, oh, things are too tight, and my bones are out of whack, I need a chiropractor, and, you know, all these sort of things. It's because you lived in this imbalanced state. And being balanced, you know that, hey, I don't have to live this way. I know these are symptoms. I know these are problems, challenges that my body has to endure. All right? So here's what I would say. Once you lived 1 month being balanced, this 1 month of balance, of brain hemispherical, left-right brain hemisphere working in synchronicity, working unified, not one side strong, one side weak, one side dominating, the other side recessive, but unified thinking, unified movement, and unified regeneration. Here's that word, regeneration. It's simple. When your body is under stress, and we're making about 180 million or 186 million cells per second, us adults are making that many cells per second. But under this stressful, toxic condition of life that we are, that's our culture, your new body might not necessarily be so new. However, if you are to be balanced and reduce that tension, increase the nutrition, decrease some of the toxins, your new body will actually be younger than the one you just aged from. In other words, this is age reversal. This is anti-aging just by simply living balanced. It's that easy. But let's go further. Living out of balance your whole life, it's this unknowing of health. It's this unknowing of expectation. You may have cut your skin and, oh, I know it'll heal. You know, you expect that. But then the more challenging things, oh, my hair is falling out. I'm losing my hair. You won't expect it to grow more because maybe your life and your diet and some things have changed to where your inner resistance is no longer that strong. So part of the symptom is weak hair, dying off hair. That's just a symptom of a greater problem. When you live out of balance, your brain is out of balance, and you expect to get old faster than you are getting old just because you do not have the wherewithal. You do not have the hope, the understanding that this is just a temporary process and my body's going to heal. As a matter of fact, when I properly stress my body, it's going to be stronger than what it was before. When I properly stress my mind, it's going to be smarter than it was before. Because stress can be of an advantage. It can help you. It can strengthen you. Or stress can be weakening, deteriorating, and destructive. It's how we deal with it. It's not so much the stress itself, but it's how we handle this stress. So, I'm so close to it, I'll give it to you. The number one thing that's stopping you from healing is how you handle your stress. And the way that you handle your stress is chronic tension. So, to answer this, the number one thing that is stopping you from healing is your chronic tension. You can have the best diet. You can have the best routine. You can have the best exercises. You can have the best chiropractic adjustments, whatever. You can have all this best stuff in your life. But if you are maintaining a high level of chronic tension, of tightness, you are not healthy. Now, let's break it down. I talked a podcast or two before about lack of oxygen and the fact that the lack of oxygen is the reason we're in pain. Absolutely. Argue if you will, because you're just holding your breath, you're not breathing, but it's truly the issue. And after doing body work and massage therapy for over 30 years, every time, 100% of the time, every time when the muscle relaxes, the pain diminishes. So it's like, gets one to wonder, okay, if the muscle relaxes, blood flows in, toxins flow out, inflammation, which is the big part of all of our problems, is reduced, pain is either eliminated or greatly reduced. It is that simple throughout the whole body. So now we're coming up to this understanding that, oh, we have a lack of blood flow. And this lack of blood flow is greatly reduced by the amount of tension that our body carries. So I like to call it a tourniquet of tension. You know, you take a towel and you twist it real hard. Well, if that towel were unraveled and you had like blood vessels and blood supply going in between each of the layers, and you twist it like that, you actually restrict the flow of blood, which is also painful. So chronic tension is the number one killer. As a matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is not a disease out there that does not have an associated tightness to it. Diabetes, you got low back tightness. You have actually tightness in the eye area if you have any kind of poor vision problems, things like that. So, being a problem solver, I hardly ever, want to bring a problem up without a solution. And you know, that kind of side note, women like to talk about their problems, men like to solve them. I found myself to be a lot more respectful and a lot more engaged in listening to when women talk about whatever problem it may be, the day at work or whatever, as opposed to trying to fix it. But I have to tell you, in the back of my mind, I am listening, but it's like, okay, well, we can do this, fix that, address that. I'm just a problem solver, fix it kind of guy. So we need some kind of problem solver formulation. Ding, I got one for you. It's pretty easy, actually, but it's also massively, oh, how can I say this? Massively involved in your everyday life, okay? Here's the easy part. It's an equation. We pretty much hit it before. You have your long-term stresses, the accumulated stresses since childhood, since teenagers, since you maybe had a car accident, fell out of the tree, and yet you never quite fully healed from that injury. They maybe even sent you to PT, physical therapy, or we call it, what is that? Physical therapist. And you go through a series of 6 weeks, 10 weeks of movement, of exercise and things like that, and then, okay, you're out the door, either your insurance is done or the program is done, yet this physical therapy did not fully get you back to maybe where you were before, or did not improve, if you weren't in too great of a condition, it did not fully improve your capability of movement, your capability of recovery, and just having a life that is pain-free. So I have actually addressed that too. We're going to solve the PT problem. We are going to solve the fact that you get so little benefit from physical therapy. Now, not all of it, but most of it. I've heard so many stories that they just, you know, they stop short or they focus on one small area, yet there's many other parts of the body that needed to be addressed, but doctor said this and this is all we do. So the formula for healing is a raised internal resistance. A raised internal, what the heck am I talking about that? A raised internal existence is simply this. Your nervous system is operating at a optimal level. It's not hyperexcited where you're tight and you're strung out and like on caffeine. And it's not hypo-excited or unexcited where you're just kind of drugged out and you're not motivated, you're yada yada, and you're barely breathing. Okay? So this internal resistance is high in the fact that you have vitality and you're in cruising or coursing through your veins. You've got energy. You've got full presence of life. So this is what I refer to as an internal resistance. And the other part is what we talked about before, your ability to repair, recover, and regenerate while sleep. So the internal resistance can go out throughout the day. It's like, okay, I'm battling off this and that, or you feel a bug kind of attack you, and you feel your immune system respond quickly, and it's gone. It's dealt with. You don't catch that cold. It's very, very cool. So here's our first equation, is your ability to recover, restore, regenerate, or your internal resistance. And the other side of the equation is, how long have you been tight? How long have you been damaged? How deeply neurologically ingrained is your injury? Okay? Now, what I mean by that is we have muscle memory. Our bodies, let me back up a little bit. Our bodies are fully regenerated, fully replaced. The cells that are in your legs and your toes and your head, all these cells die off and are born again. Within a 5 to 7 year span of time, everything's brand new. Now, I make this point because we are regenerating at a constant. Now, what I do today is going to affect my tomorrow body. Now, you get this? What I do today, the nutrition, the exercise, the good thoughts, all that happy stuff that I do today will make a happier body tomorrow, 3 months down the road. Your blood cells are replaced every 90 days, so that's 3 months. So it's a project. Life is a project. You've got to observe and consider that which you are doing now and how it's going to have an ultimate impact on your future. And then you are going to observe yourself and watch yourself make choices, such as food choices. One of my clients said, you know, last week it was my birthday and several people wanted to take me out, and so I ended up going out for lunch for 3 times. And each time we went to a Chinese restaurant and I felt sick afterwards. I said, oh, really? Same restaurant? She said, no, different restaurant. Like, whoa. Well, how long did it take for you to figure that out? She said, oh, actually, I figured it out the first time, but I just went back for the other 2 times because I didn't want to upset them. So I said, whoa, wait a minute. You chose not to upset your friends over honoring your own body, over listening to the wisdom within that says, oh, this food is disruptive, it doesn't make me feel good, don't eat it. But you chose to do that 2 times over. And her face looked at me and her eyes were kind of like, whoa, I did do that. And then I took this knife and I dug it in a little bit deeper and I said, I bet if you had friends that treated you like that, you wouldn't have too many friends, would you? She's like, uh-uh. Like, exactly. We oftentimes make choices that harm ourselves. And we might not consider it at the moment, or we might not feel it at the moment, but it certainly happens. So, real quick, that formula for healing, it's going to be on the other side of this hour, because check this out. I've got a problem to solve, and I've got many solutions to this problem of chronic tension. So, the formula is internal resistance must increase, your recovery, your rest, your sleep must become better, and your ability to repair your cells. So that means that you have better nutrition, a better diet, all those kind of things are all in the formula for you becoming your own greatest healer. We're going to take a break here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback. providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And speaking of being heard, this is Stacy Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. Welcome back. We are problem solving what today's issue is. Number one issue is, what is stopping you from healing? Okay? Oftentimes, I get people asking me, Stacy, who works on you? Because I talk about being flexible. I talk about muscle pliability. I talk about getting rid of this chronic tension, this rigidity that we all have. Because, by the way, it lies within the chronic tension is the problem. Now, that's a great statement. That's probably a broad statement. And also consider that where I'm coming from, I have worked on the human anatomy. Thousands upon thousands of people, basketball players, from hockey players, babies to old folks. Every one of them has one thing in common, chronic tension. They're way too tight. And so it's like, okay, chronic tension, it doesn't mean anything to me yet. Well, how about destructive tension? How about, what does it take in order to replace a knee or replace a hip? Because those are pretty popular operations right now. What type of chronic destructive tension must occur in order for your joint to be replaced? Well, I don't know. Well, none of us know. No one's measured it. It's not a topic that people are really open to. But doggone it, you got to hear me today. This is the number one thing that's stopping you from healing your knee, from healing your hip, from healing whatever problem that you have, because the excessive tension is so tight, it's so gripping, that you're not flexible. You can't bend over. You can't reach behind you with an arm. It's because you have accumulated these lifelong injuries and insults and ouchies. And on top of that, wait a minute, on top of that, you're sitting your butt on a flat surface. How many hours a day? Way too many hours a day. When did you start sitting your butt on a flat surface? Early in school, childhood, okay? And it, you know, back then, I don't know if they still do, but when you're that young, you had 3 recesses a day. In other words, 3 times you broke away from sitting down, moved your body around, maybe ate some lunch, and went back and sat down. But as we got to middle school and high school, well, we had a PE class, a gym class. But the rest of the time, you're sitting down in a chair. We all have created this culture of crunch. I love that one. Culture of crunch. We're crunching our spine. Also, another thing is OTC. OTC stands for what? Over the counter? No. Old, tight, and crusty. We all have accumulated so much tension, so much tightness. Oh, we call it arthritis. That's what we call it. Oh, yeah, I got the arthur. Doctor took a picture, took an x-ray. Yeah, he said I got arthritis. And then I said, well, did you ask the doctor what arthritis is? Then I get this curious stare like, huh? I thought arthritis is just arthritis. No, arthritis, there's something behind it. It could be bugs. It could be viral. It could be that tissue that's in the joint tissue is invaded by some type of microbe. That's one possibility. It could be that because you're tight and because you have inflammation and you have a lack of blood flow, you have accumulation of, I like to call, crepitus material. Accumulation of crap. That's called arthritis. Or you could have Raynaud's syndrome. That's another aspect of arthritis. And there's bone on bone. How do you get to bone on bone? Well, simply because you are constantly killing it. you're constantly crushing your bones by the tension you maintain in your body. All right? So you got to understand, I'm working on thousands of people for years and years and years seeing the same damn thing. Now, how can we stop this? Well, I stopped it for myself because I saw the value of it. I saw that the quality of a person's life is directly related to their ability to move. I don't care how much money you got and how much bling bling is on you and how much status you got. If you can't move freely, you ain't got much freedom, really. Now, this is not to cut out on people who are in wheelchairs, who are handicapped in any other way. I know that you still want to have optimal freedom as much as you possibly can. Because, well, in the most basic, simple terms, I remember as a child, I shot a bird, okay, with a BB gun. And I didn't really like it, but, you know, it's like, ooh, I did it. And so I didn't know if it was alive or dead, so I went over there, touched the bird, moved the bird. It didn't move. Real, real simple. We learned this as a child. Lack of movement is a lack of life. No movement at all is death, okay? But we haven't learned this as adults. When we have lack of movement, we are experiencing the lack of life. And if you don't move for a certain amount of time, you're going to be dead anyway. So movement is a part of our life. Movement is integral like breathing. And boy, breathing, get me on that topic next. So we've acquired this OTC, Old Titan Chronic. And as a massage therapist, I can't fix everybody. I can't even fix the people that are on the table because they have other issues or other challenges that they have to learn and they're not fully engaged in their own health. Some are, and some get wonderful results, but most people are treating me like an aspirin. So I created this class. And in the beginning, I was just telling my clients, hey, you need to stretch like this, you need to do this, in order to decompress your spine, in order to decompress your shoulder, your sit joint, what is that, frozen shoulder, these are some of the exercises you need to do. And after recommending and showing and doing this for so long, and people asking me, wow, is there a class like this? I'm like, no, there isn't. I made it a class. So right now it's called Flexible, and maybe later on it'll have more of a profound name to it. But Flexible is pretty good because it's talking about flexing your body while using a big ball. And this is what, when people ask, Stacy, who works on you? How do you stay relaxed and, you know, so flexible? By doing this class and teaching this class, I have eliminated the use of a massage therapist. I have eliminated the need for a chiropractor because a chiropractor will adjust bones when the bones are being pulled out of place. Well, what pulls it out of place? Tight muscles, all right? So by using this class, not only have I healed myself, extended my flexibility, but I've eliminated, just by, because the stretch is in the exercise, I've eliminated a lot of the other self-care modalities that I previously have used. All right, so let me see here. Let's go to this picture right here. This picture is one of my clients. He is actually a teacher of dance, and he loves my class for many reasons. But what's going on here is, this is a pectoralis stretch. The pectoralis is your front pec muscles, the big muscles in the front of your chest. All men and women, but mostly men, are very, very tight in the front of their chest. They're so tight that their shoulders roll in, their head kind of comes forward, and when they take a deep breath, they can't open up their upper chest cavity because their muscles are extremely rigid. That OTC, old, tight, and chronic. So by laying down and then extending your arms out and including that deep breath, which is super necessary, this is a stretch that is by far and beyond any other yoga stretch, Pilates stretch. I don't care who, what class you've gone to. This stretch is so beneficial because it's not just linear. You can move your arms forward and roll them back. And they're all adaptable. If you have a frozen shoulder or a broken shoulder, we can use a smaller ball or a bigger ball. And so don't look at these stretches and say, oh, I can't do it. It's like, ooh, I can't do that right now, but I'm sure there's something I can do that's a lot easier, or a baby step. So let's take a look at another picture here. Because I teach this class every Saturday at a local gym here in Clintonville, and we call it Flexiball. And I have had thousands of people, yeah, I'd say thousands of people come through throughout the 15 years that I've taught this. And man, I've gained a lot of knowledge. I've gained a lot of understanding. And as well, I have helped share these powerful stretches with professional athletes who have found them to be invaluable. They use them today. All right, and this picture is, I love this because this is one of my favorite hamstring stretches. And it may be difficult for some people to even do this. Once again, there's an easier version. But I want to show you this version because not only are you able to stretch your hamstrings, you're stretching your hamstrings deep to your bone, deep to that femur, the biggest, largest bone in your body. And you have the ability to articulate your leg outwardly, external rotate, or internal rotate your foot towards the inside. So now you're getting the outside hamstrings, inside hamstrings, while sitting on the ball. And as you can see, Mike in the front, he's leaning way forward, which is really increasing the stretch on the hamstring. And Kevin in the middle with the blue shirt, he's not as far forward, and he's still deeply engaged in his, and maybe a little bit of low back too, but it's mostly a hamstring stretch. This is way, way, way beyond sitting on the floor and doing that hurdle stretch. It just has way more to offer. So let's see, what's our next class? So like I'm saying, we're due this class Saturdays at 11. You are welcome to come through. Please come through. Join us, take a look, take pictures or whatever. And it's all fun. It's a bunch of old folks, adult folks, having as much fun in life as we possibly can. And it's amazing. So the location is at Columbus Sports Connection, CSC. That's at 2548 North High Street, right across from North Star, the restaurant North Star, which is a great restaurant. Okay, back to that picture that we were seeing. This is a beautiful stretch. It's taken from yoga. Many times I look at a yoga position or yoga stretch, and my curiosity goes, I wonder if that could work on a ball, or I wonder if that could work on a Bosu. And so this is the camel stretch, where you may have seen this done in a yoga, where the person will take their hands and just rest them against the back of their heels and lean back. However, what this provides is a lot more comfort in the stretch, because you can lay back on the ball, relax, get a deep breath or two in, and focus on the front hip flexors releasing and relaxing. Now, if you aren't able to lean that far back, then you place your hands on the ball. Or the opposite is, if you are super flexible, then you can actually raise your hands up over your head, back behind you, and that added weight will continue to stretch the front of your body even more. This is a beautiful stretch. All right, let's see here. It's an hour-long class. Now, this is a single hip flexor stretch. Now, his left hip is being stretched, and this is the most, I have not seen any other stretch that is more effective than this one as far as a front hip flexor. Now, why is this important? This is super important, because let's get back to how many hours a day you're sitting. One, way too many. What occurs when you sit for so many hours is you shut off or reduce. You don't shut off, but you greatly reduce the blood flow. You greatly pinch some of the nerves. So what you're doing is you're bounding up your tissue. Sounds like chronic tension to me. Well, it is OTC. So right here, you're leaning back, you're breathing, you're opening up the hip flexors, allowing that flow, the blood, because right in that area is the big blood vessel, obturator foramen. That supplies the whole front of your leg. Have you ever had a time where your leg felt like it was heavy? It felt like, man, I got fluid up my foot or fluid on my knee. Well, generally, most of the time, it's because you're so tight, so constricted. That tourniquet of tension, that tightness that reduces the flow of the lymphatic system. That's why bouncing, moving, the trampoline, the rebounder, and bouncing on the big ball are one of the most profound ways of increasing lymphatic flow. Because now your body is moving. Things are slushing up and down. You're not stagnant. You're not just staying still. And this is another point that, oh my goodness, you guys got to notice this. You have to notice this. How many people now currently have a rocking chair? Not too many. Now, if you're old like me, I'm not that old, but I'm old enough that in my childhood, everybody had a rocking chair. Every house you went over to, there was a rocking chair. It was either a wooden rocking chair or maybe had some material on it. But we all had rocking chairs. What's with a rocking chair? Check this out. When you rock back and forth, your ankles move a little bit, your knees move a little bit, and your hips move a little bit. This little bit of motion is enough to keep you out of deep doo-doo. It's enough to keep you out of trouble. But now, today, we don't rock anything. We sit flat. We sit stable. We drive our cars for 4 or 5, 6 hours, not moving. So we're creating our own mess. We're creating our own OTC, old tight and chronic areas. So these stretches, they are directly addressing the chronic cultural tensions that we carry. That's me being a problem solver. What else do we got? What's another picture here? Oh, I love this picture. Woo! You want to talk about, now this doesn't stretch the pecs as much as it stretches your rib cage, underneath your arms, your armpit, because in your armpit area, as a body worker, I can resolve and solve almost all frozen shoulders, because there are trigger point areas in that area that just massively keep you tight, keep you chronically stiff, ill, and pissed, really. So this stretch is opening up the underneath your arms, the inside of your arms, the armpit, and then your rib cage, the upper part of the ribs that we never stretch. So as Paul is demonstrating this stretch, actually he can rest his head, and that would allow it to be a little more relaxing. But by lifting up your head, you're providing more of that sternum, the front of your chest, stretch. You breathe in deeply twice. You might even feel a couple pops and releases. And then you roll out of that stretch. This is a huge, fantastic stretch. All right, what's the next one? That's a good side view. Now, this actually does come from a similar yoga position. It's kind of like not the downward dog. It'll come to me. Not the cow. the plow or something like that. So what I've done is I became inspired by my own work, by my own observations. I looked at everything, kind of like Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee studied all the different martial arts. He studied boxing, and he came up with his own program. He was a, man, he was an inventor. He broke so many different trends. What do they call that when you interrupt, a technology interrupter? It'll come to me. But a disruptor, and he was badass to the bad, okay? All right, so I'm not going to claim that I'm as bad as Bruce Lee, but I'm taking from his lessons and his learning and following in his footsteps in a matter of using whatever is functional, whatever is good. Because not everything in yoga works, but some things in yoga work real good. And here's something else. I have an issue to deal with, and we'll do some more research. My Aunt Lola, she taught yoga. She taught yoga back when people were just discovering yogurt. That's what she liked to say. So in other words, she started teaching yoga in the late 60s, early 70s. Now, I was just a kid then. And even back then, when she came to visit us once, she said, "Sugar makes you weak." She put some white sugar in my hand, and she did a muscle test. And I didn't know what she's doing, but now I know exactly what she's doing. That woman was way, way, way ahead of her time. But here's the internal challenge that I have. She practiced yoga since, like I said, late 60s, early 70s, and yet she had 2 knee replacements. She's gone now, so I can't ask her why, what happened, or whatever, but I can research because some of her family is still in West Virginia, still around. But I want to figure out, hey, if you've done yoga all your life, why would you have to have your knees replaced? I don't know. But it kind of... It barks in the front of my flexibility argument, because flexibility, number one, no one's ever died from being too flexible.
And two, flexibility increases your strength, increases your speed, increases your recovery time. Flexibility is king, yet it's the least respected. So this is my class. It's all about becoming more flexible, more dynamically engaged. All right, what other pictures do we have here? Yes, that one's a wide open chest stretch. Okay. Do we have any of those short videos available? On these videos, this once again is demonstrating a high level of neurological adaptability. Okay? Now, you would not start there. You wouldn't go to my class and be expected to do some of these things we're about to show you, but you would be able to do the much easier version, the much, we like to call it baby step version, to the massive step. Now, here we call Kevin the push-up king. Now, check this out. He's balancing one foot on a ball, and the two other Bosus are turned upside down. So this is a high neurological demand from fingertips to toe tips. Your core is super engaged because now you got two things to control, one under each hand. You have one foot on the ball, which is super complicated, super hard to do, and yet he's whipping in some push-ups. It's an amazing, amazing feat to be able to be this core strong, yet flexible. Now, would this help you in your everyday life? Absolutely. If you are athletic or a sports professional, would this help you? Absolutely. There's one exercise that I do that I show just for basketball players that helps the box out muscles. So when your hands are up and you've got to pull them back, well, if you don't exercise that move, if you don't use any weighted resistance, then your ability to box out is minimal. It's weak. But if you have the capability and the ability to really strengthen and push back your arms to hold back your defensive player or hold back whoever's coming to rebound so you're making your own area, this is a great box out drill. I don't know if we can get this picture up or not. I think we had it a little bit before. Well, no, but we'll start on this picture. This is a tabletop. It's a two-ball tabletop shot. We call it a, oh, what's the other name for it? Just, you know, to get your navel up high enough to where you can actually set a saucer cup or something on your stomach, flattened out. Now, this is a two-ball bridge, and it is involving a huge amount of arm strength. And there's not just core strength in the middle of the body. There's actually core strength in your arms. There's actually core strength in your legs. And by being able to keep the ball stabilized, balanced, you are using core muscles. You're not necessarily using the big, strong hamstrings, but you're using the smaller muscles in between the knees and things like that. All right. How many other pictures do we have? Let's see here. Well, while we're firing up the last couple pictures, I wanted to share with you that this solves the problems. This solves the chronic tension, the old Titan chronic. Because doing these exercises, the stretch is definitely involved in the exercise. So you're no longer going to the gym. You're no longer loading up your body, crushing your spine, crushing your shoulders by the old-fashioned stacked weights or free weights. Because now you're using your own body weight. And the rest of your life, you got one thing that you have to carry around, which is you. So if you can condition yourself, condition your body to be supple, strong, core strong, not just muscle strong and leg strong, but being able to do some of these actual exercises excuse me, that involve your core and its ability to adjust, maneuver, and to measure out how much movement needs to occur as opposed to how much tension and tightness is being compressed on your body. Do we have... Okay. This one is one of my favorites because most everybody is very, very tight in their inner thighs. Everybody is. Not only is this stretching his inner thighs to a new level, this is actually developing hip strength. So now your hips are able to outwardly move, well, to the side, yet front to back motion is involved. There is that basketball exercise. By lifting your body off the ground and using the back of your hands, you are firing up the rear deltoids, your traps, your mid-back, and your hamstrings, as well as your hips. By lifting yourself up, taking yourself down, up and down, that's the motion. That creates an awesome, awesome ability to box basketball players out. There you go. There's the up motion. Take a quick drink here. I've got a bug. Do we have any pitchers with three BOSUs in there? The BOSU is one of the most, I think it's my favorite tool. It's my favorite exercise piece of equipment because it has such a wide variety of usages. You can strengthen your hands. You can strengthen your feet. You can create core strength. You can balance. As a matter of fact, next time, because we are heavily involved in helping some golfers become a much better ball striker, I will share with you some of our golf exercises, kind of let you have a sneak peek, a sneak preview of some of the awesome, awesome ultimate golf exercises that will help your golf swing, that will help your club head swing, and your ability to play all 18 holes and not get worn out. Because one of the things that golfers really, really, really need is a strong core, and they need concentration. So stay tuned for that, because it's going to be very exciting. That was a part of the reason why I went down to Florida this past week or two ago, catch up with my professional golf buddy, and we shared exercises, exchanged different ideas, and had a wonderful time, and he is going to be busting on the scene real quick on the professional level. So I'm really, really excited about that, really looking forward to that. And something that I also, worked on a UFC Ultimate Fighter down in Florida, one of his best friends. And he absolutely loved getting balance because he, being an ultimate fighter, you have to take care of your body nutritionally, physically. You know, you got the best massage therapists, the best chiropractors, your diet's great, you got the best trainers, because he is operating at a professional level, a high-end level. So it's no joke stuff. But when he got balanced, when he received the alphabetic alignment, he's like, whoa, where did this come from? How did, you know, the questions and questions came after it. But what he noticed was what the alphabetic alignment did was a bunch of things his other modalities already did. It was all in one picture, all in one modality. So it's very, very powerful stuff. Being able to observe yourself, being able to catch yourself doing good as well as doing bad is one of the first places to start in creating a healthy you. Checking out these exercises and more exercises that I share with you, every time you do these exercises, you increase range of motion. You increase competency. You increase your balance. You increase your core strength. And as we all are aging, these are really the most important things, because as we age, our body is becoming more and more OTC, old, tight, and chronic. And you don't want to go there. As a matter of fact, we are measured by our movement. When you're young and youthful and running around, oh, they have so much energy. But when you're old and tight and not being able to move, even at age 40, you're called old. You shouldn't be called old at age 40. That's ridiculous. So here I've given you the world's greatest problem, which is your inability to the number one thing that's stopping you from healing. And I've given you the beginning of a formula, the beginning of a concept of, okay, I've spent a long time in my life being tight, being traumatized. How can I resolve it? How can I at least reduce it and bring my inner resistance, bring my rest, my recovery up to a level that I am now feeling better every day, that I'm now pain-free every day? It's all about being too tight. It really is. You're not going to hear it from a chiropractor. You're not going to hear it from any other profession, because they don't have the appreciation that I have. And that's my point of view. Here at Talktainment Radio, Talktainment Radio, we go where you go. Check us out. Oh, let's just close it. The world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard.
Got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.